Welcome to Lying Yoga. First, I would like to acknowledge what it might have taken to get you here today, to participate in this meditation. And I'd invite you to acknowledge to yourself what it may have taken to get you here today, to participate in this meditation. I want to acknowledge that it can be a challenge to take time for ourselves, but that it's a vital part of taking care of ourselves, this making time to check in with our bodies, to catch our breath, to learn to let our thoughts, emotions, and sensations filter through. In this lying series, please feel free to modify any of the postures to fit within what is comfortable and manageable for your body. You are always invited to take a supine posture, resting on your back with your arms by your sides, or in another position that's more comfortable for you. And so I invite you to get comfortable lying on the floor, arms by your sides and your palms facing the sky, noticing now that you're breathing, tracing the breath as it comes in and passes back out from your nose. And as you get more comfortable with the sensations of your breath, perhaps encouraging the breath to get a little deeper, spread a little further down into your belly with each new inhalation, maybe releasing a little more with each exhalation. And I'm going to invite you to pair some very gentle movement with your breath. And on your next inhalation, if it's comfortable for your arms and your shoulders, raising your arms overhead, straight up towards the sky very gently, and pause. Using your exhalation to allow them to lower to the ground. Breathing in, breathing out. Using that in-breath and that out-breath to move your arms. Just noticing any sensations. And repeating that movement on your next inhalation, arms rising overhead, palms facing each other, as your arms create sort of a rainbow shape through the air, back over your head towards the floor. Pausing again before allowing your arms to trace back through the air to finally rest by your sides as you exhale. Repeating that one more time, making that rainbow arc with your arms on the inhalation, pausing to stretch before allowing your arms to arc back down by your sides with your exhalation. And as you come to rest, just breathe. Now, very gently, bending your knees so that your feet are flat on the floor. Feeling the base of your spine touching or tilting away from the ground. And just breathing. Preparing your body for a gentle twisting movement, as long as this is within the range of what your hips and knees will allow. And if it isn't within the range of what your hips and knees will allow, modifying this posture by leaving your feet planted on the floor or extended out in a comfortable position. And if following this posture, just allowing your knees to tilt to the right while you keep both of your shoulder blades touching the floor. And if this is comfortable for you, possibly extending your arms in a T-shape out from your body. Feeling your arms spread across the floor, stabilizing this pose. Perhaps even turning your head to look out over your left arm and breathing. And just allowing yourself to feel the twisting sensation through your hips, your waist, breathing in and out. Being present to the sensations in your body right now. And when you're ready, very gently returning your body to that neutral position with your feet on the ground, your knees bent. Taking a breath as you feel your spine along the floor before allowing your knees to tilt to the left this time while you keep both of your shoulder blades touching the floor. And again, if this is comfortable for you, possibly extending your arms in a T-shape out from your body. Feeling your arms spread across the floor and stabilizing this pose. Perhaps even turning your head to look out over your right arm. And breathing. Feeling into the twisting sensation through your hips, your waist. Breathing in and out. Just being present to the sensations in your body right now. And when you're ready, gently returning your body to that neutral position with your feet on the ground, your knees bent, before lengthening your legs down to the floor and releasing your arms by your sides. Breathing in, breathing out. and bringing your right knee into your chest if that's available to you. Perhaps wrapping your arm around your knee and very gently pulling your knee towards your chest, allowing your head to rest on the floor or to rise towards your knee as feels comfortable to you. And taking a moment to breathe into this posture, letting the breath work down into your belly if you're able. Perhaps feeling the sensation of your belly against your leg before exhaling your right leg back down. And bringing your left knee into your chest if that's available to you. Perhaps wrapping your arms around your knee and very gently pulling that knee towards your chest, allowing your head to rest on the floor or to rise towards your knee as feels comfortable to you. And taking a moment to breathe into this posture, letting the breath work down into your belly if you're able. Perhaps feeling the sensation of your belly against your legs before exhaling your left leg back down. Noticing any thoughts, feelings, sensations that may have arisen during that posture, and just breathing. Perhaps raising your arms and pointing your toes in a full body stretch to release the exercise. Now we'll try a very gentle cat-cow pose from on our back. Bending your knees again, keeping your feet planted on the floor. Begin to press down through your tailbone so that your back raises away from the floor. Noticing the small space you can create between your back and the floor before allowing your exhale to lower your back to the ground. And with the next inhale, scooping your back into the floor to allow your hips and pelvis to raise gently, feeling the small of your back pressed into the floor beneath you. And breathe. And as you breathe, taking a few moments to rock back and forth between these postures, allowing the back to arch away from the floor, to press gently into it, allowing the pelvis to tip into the floor and scoop away. Repeating back and forth, shifting between areas of gentle pressure. And noticing any thoughts, feelings, sensations that may arise during this posture. And continuing to breathe. And when you've repeated that movement a few times, perhaps raising your arms overhead, pointing your toes, your legs stretched out in a full body stretch to release the exercise. Releasing the legs out along the floor, stretching the arms overhead. Toes pointed away on the inhale. Releasing to a neutral position on the exhale. Taking a few breaths as we prepare for a gentle bridge pose by bending our knees and putting our feet back on the floor with our arms securely by our sides. On an inhale, gently rock your hips up towards the sky, lifting your buttocks and lower back from the floor. And if it's available to you, moving your arms very gently underneath your body for support. Pausing and breathing here for an in-breath and an out-breath. And one more in-breath before exhaling and lowering your body back down to the floor very gently. One vertebrae at a time. And now to complement that posture, to release any pressure in the back, we can gently pull the knees into the chest, perhaps wrapping our arms around the knees and rocking side to side. Very gently, noticing the breath as it moves in and out. And when you're ready, just rolling over onto your belly, stacking your hands underneath your forehead so that the forehead can rest against your stacked palms. Tilt your head to the left, breathing in and out through the nose. And then, if it's comfortable, turning your head to the right, breathing in and out through the nose. Feeling the floor holding your body, holding you up. Now we'll come into a gentle Sphinx pose. Doing this by bending your elbows and pressing into your forearms where they touch the ground and gently raising your head, your chest, and your belly from the floor. As long as this is available to you. Or you can continue with the posture we started with. Forehead on stacked palms, head turned to the side. And if you're in Sphinx pose, just seeing if you can elongate the breath. You can release a little bit more on the exhale. And when you're ready, either continuing to breathe with your head stacked on hands, or coming into a deeper version of Sphinx by lifting a little higher. This time your hands pushing your forearms, shoulders, chest, and belly away from the floor while leaving your hips planted. Continuing to breathe. Noticing any thoughts, feelings, sensations that have arisen during this posture. And when you're ready, gently releasing your body back down to the floor to lie on your belly, perhaps with your head resting on your hands or on the floor, your hands stretched out beside you, while you breathe and let that movement integrate. And then gently rolling to one side, bringing your knees in towards your chest in a fetal position. And lying there until you feel ready to sit up gently, to allow you to return to a position lying on your back. And when you return to your back, try another full body stretch, allowing your arms to raise over your head and your legs to stay stretched out, toes pointed. And on the exhalation, releasing that stretch, letting your arms return to a neutral position by your side. Doing that a couple of more times on your own count. Using your inhalation to raise your arms, arcing them like a rainbow up overhead, pointing your toes and stretching from the tips of your fingers to the tips of your toes. Allowing your arms to rest by your side with your exhalation. And repeating that. And on the final stretch overhead, see if you can allow your arms and legs to stay stretched. Perhaps extending them out on an angle like a star shape. Feeling the stretch in your armpits and the backs of your knees. Pointing out through your toes. Stretching up through your fingertips. And breathing. And as you take one more breath, scanning your body as a whole, maybe imagining that you're breathing in a warm, soft light, that light is filling your body, bathing all of your cells from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes with warm, soft light. Feeling the solidity of the floor beneath you. Feeling that thing that's holding you up as we move into our final resting posture. Shavasana, or corpse pose, which is meant to allow our bodies to integrate the movement we've just done. Letting your body settle, arms in a neutral position by your sides. Your legs relaxed. Following the breath in through your nose, out through your nose. Maybe very gently tapping your fingertips on the ground. Signaling to your body that you're going to move. And bringing your left hand to your heart. Your right hand over top. Noticing the breath passing in through your chest to your belly. Following the breath in and out as you take in these words. A blessing to yourself, an acknowledgement of the time you've taken today to participate in this meditation. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you ride the waves of your life and live with ease. Taking your time, letting those words integrate, letting that movement integrate, and ever so gently wiggling your fingers, wiggling your toes, maybe rolling your wrists and your ankles. To slowly and only at your own pace, shift your body into a fetal position. And gently, gently coming back to a seated position to close this practice.